With that, I'm going to turn it over to Andrew Rowley.
Thank you and good evening. My name is Andrew and I'm one of the proposed owner operators of the sports portion or the soccer portion of the Santa Fe Airport Sports Center. Before I get started, I just want to thank the board for allowing us the opportunity to present here tonight. I also want to acknowledge and thank everyone that came tonight to support the project. The reason we're all here tonight, as been stated earlier by Carlene, is that there's a severe shortage of all types of playing fields throughout Santa Fe and Marin County. I've been around coaching and playing in this county since I was a kid. Over 20 years ago, it was already a big problem. And now it's 10 times worse. And it's not just soccer. It's lacrosse, football, baseball, softball, rugby, and other sports as well. For soccer alone, there are over 6,000 youth playing soccer on 500-plus teams and another 4,000 adults on 300-plus teams, all fighting for less than 50 fields in the entire county. Currently, there are hundreds of athletes from Marin who have to travel out of the county to Santa Rosa or Vallejo currently in order to play year-round. As Carlene has said, both the Santa Fe and the Marin County general plans call for the creation of additional fields and recreational facilities to combat these existing shortages and problems. The Marin County general plan shows we have a 50% shortage of playing fields for the entire county, both including baseball and soccer. And as Carlene said, the Santa Fe general plan specifically calls both for all more all-weather fields and the construction of a large multi-sport athletic complex, which is exactly what this project is. Next slide we're going to have here is going to be a picture of McGinnis Park. This slide shows the condition of McGinnis Park last fall, and you can see the field is closed, and this is in the fall before the winter rains even hit. Most fields in Marin are in very bad shape in general. The fields are overused, maintenance is underfunded, and in many cases non-existent. This leads to very dangerous field conditions and needless injuries, and is why many of them are closed from October through April. Next slide we have is of Santa Fe High School, again in the fall. Notice again the condition of the field here. These fields are almost always situated in neighborhoods in close proximity to homes, as you can see surrounding the fields. And there's a reason they're in neighborhoods. That's because they service the local community. Our next slide here is Pickleweed Park. It's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. This is a recreational building next to an outdoor soccer field. The building is 325 feet long, 36 feet tall, which is roughly comparable dimensions to our project. Again, right across the street from neighborhoods, which makes sense since it serves the local community. In contrast, our project is over 1/4 mile away from the nearest homes, and some of the neighbors obviously are complaining the facility is too close to them. Let me give you a quick background and history of the search for Marin. I currently operate and own two indoor soccer facilities in Sonoma County. I can tell you that going there was not our original choice. I'm from Marin. We wanted to be in Marin. It's just that we were forced to go north because there was no Marin option. Many other people have been looking to build such a facility in Marin for over 20 years, but the scarcity of land and buildings, the high real estate prices, and other barriers and challenges like we're going through here tonight is why it's not been done privately, and it's also why the city and county are so short of fields. The bottom line is that it's not been economically possible to build enough affordable recreation in Marin, or it would have been done by now, and the only reason it works at the Airport McGinnis site is that we've been generously given the land for free. Now, I keep hearing from certain opponents of the project that they support sports and recreation, but that there are much better locations and that this site's not the one. But I can tell you, I have not had one single person in this county, from public officials to private citizens, that have come up with any viable alternatives. In regards to the support for the facility, we have over 2,000 supporter letters, emails, petitions. 1,000 of these are from Santa Fe residents, including over 200 from neighborhoods surrounding the airport property. Just about every youth and adult soccer league and group in Santa Fe and Marin have endorsed this facility, as have many schools and other sports groups. Quick overview just about the facility and the users of the facility. Our goal with this facility is to provide a first-class, safe, fun, and affordable family-oriented facility that is open to all members of the public and used by everyone. The facility will act as a community-based clubhouse where families and friends can come and watch or participate. We'll also provide field space and meeting rooms for local sports groups, senior groups, and neighbors to use free of charge at times. The demographics and use for this facility encompass a very broad and diverse group of people and their families from all backgrounds, ages, and income levels. We anticipate over one-third or more of our users will be from the Hispanic community. We also anticipate 60% of our users to be youth, while 40% will be adult from the soccer portion of the facility. But when you factor in baseball and gymnastics, which are 100% youth, you end up with about an 80% youth, 20% adult usage on the entire facility. But make no mistake about it, adults are very welcome and an integral part of this facility. Adults have a need and a right to exercise, recreate, and socialize. And this facility is about having something for everyone. Schools are also a big user of these facilities. In Sonoma County, many of the public and private schools supplement their PE classes at our indoor facilities during the off-peak hours when they get cheaper rental rates. Charter schools and homeschool PE is also used at these facilities. Some opponents, including County Supervisor Susan Adams, have falsely been saying that the project won't be affordable for all of Marin's residents. But then, out of the other side of their mouth, they call for expensive and unnecessary project modifications that would either significantly increase the user fees or economically kill the project. We do want and we do anticipate reasonable and affordable fees that are equal to or lower than most other entertainment and recreational opportunities currently in the county. For instance, our soccer league fees equate to roughly $4 per game per youth player and $6 per game per adult player, and this is for positive, healthy recreation. With this Marin facility, we've also formed a nonprofit corporation called the North Bay Soccer Foundation that will give scholarships to our local neighborhood children as well as underprivileged and disadvantaged kids. Our goal is to never turn a child away from the opportunity to play sports. And I can tell you, since its opening in 1996, the Sonoma County facilities have contributed over $300,000 in cash and in-kind contributions to the local soccer clubs, individuals, schools, and charities. It has also contributed meeting rooms and field space for free to many local sports, neighbor, and charitable groups for fundraising campaigns, meetings, and other events. Like I address the hours of operation. Our proposed hours are not unreasonable and reflect the industry standard of other sports, health, and fitness clubs in Marin and across the nation. Supervisor Adams falsely claimed that McGinnis Park closes at 9 o'clock every night, when in fact the lighted outdoor fields can go to 11 p.m., and the restaurant sometimes holds weddings, parties, and banquets past midnight. Another recreational use, the Regency Theaters on Smith Ranch Road, has five showtimes starting after 9:40 p.m., seven nights a week, putting hundreds of cars into the neighborhood between 11 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. We only use our later hours if there's demand for it. As a matter of fact, most of the weekday nights, we will not be even approaching the current hours we've asked for. We schedule bottom-up from early to late. We have already proposed reduced hours of operation to accommodate some of the neighbor concerns. Any further reduction in hours will directly affect our ability to keep the costs reasonable and affordable for the majority of athletes and families in Santa Fe and Marin. Another component of this facility will be the cafe. Our facility will have a wide variety of food and beverages and will offer something for everyone. Beer and wine will be served, and I'd like to discuss that for a moment. A letter was sent to the planning commissioners that outlined our 26-point responsible plan to serve beer and wine beverages, but I'd like to address just four quick points regarding this issue. Number one is the culture. It's part of soccer's long history and tradition for players of both teams to socialize after a game. It's also a very acceptable and legal part of our society. Adults have a right to socialize responsibly, and we're providing this as an option and courtesy for our adult members, along with many other options and healthy alternatives. Number two, this is a cafe, not a bar. There will be no hard alcohol. It is no different than the hundreds of other family facilities in Marin that also serve beer and wine with food and where families and kids are also present, like McGinnis Park, the Marin County Fair, restaurants, pizza parlors, tennis and swim clubs, and many other family-oriented establishments. Number three, we have a personal interest, self-interest, to run a safe, family-oriented facility. Any problems or negative issues will only serve to damage the image and reputation of our business. And number four, finally, is track record. In over 9 years of beer and wine sales at our Sonoma County facilities I operate, we have had not one single alcohol-related issue, not one ABCA violation, not one police call regarding alcohol, and not one member complaint about this subject. In closing, the facts are that the demand for this facility is huge. The amount of support has been overwhelming, and 95% of the people in Santa Fe and Marin who are active in sports and fitness, who have children that play sports, support this project. The facts are that compared to the huge amount of support for this facility, we have a small but very vocal group of neighbors and one misguided supervisor who opposed the project, but there are also hundreds of residents who live in these same local neighborhoods who support this needed community project. The facts are... The facts are that when communities do not provide enough entertainment and recreational opportunities for their citizens, they will suffer negative consequences. Where are opponents' concerns about childhood obesity, diabetes, crime, drugs, and criminal gang activity that a recreational facility like this can help to reduce by giving kids, young adolescents, and adults positive, healthy alternatives to do in life? The facts are that we and others have looked for 20 years, including Hamilton, Silvera, existing buildings, and other land. Everything was too expensive, too small, or improperly zoned. We have free land at the airport, which is zoned recreational, and this makes this project economically feasible. The facts are that we have a clean environmental study showing no significant impacts. The facts are this is private land, not open space. The setbacks are well away from the creek and much further than McGinnis Park buildings, the parking lots, the porta potties, the walking trails, and the docks. The facts are that the sum positive total of what this facility provides for our community far, far outweigh any negatives. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a unique and incredible opportunity that the owners of the St. Rafael Airport have presented to us in this community. It is an opportunity that comes across once in a lifetime, and it is the perfect place to have a facility that will complement the existing sports and recreational facilities at McGinnis Park. If it doesn't happen here and now, it won't happen anywhere in Marin ever, and that will be a tremendous loss for the athletes and the families of St. Rafael and Marin County. Thank you.